Welcome again to the Risk and Reality Podcast with professional risk analyst Gordon Phillips. You can find us at riskandreality.com. In this episode, Gordon describes a more creative and efficient way to attack personal debt. This approach costs less because there is no need to engage a third party. It does not compromise your credit score. It incrementally improves your debt-to-income ratio. You need not liquidate personal assets, as is the case with a bankruptcy. And last but not least, it does not require an increase in your monthly income. And Gordon, before we discuss your system, give us a rundown, please, of present-day conventional ways to tackle personal debt.
Well, I guess in no order of priority, one of the most popular ways is debt consolidation loan, which really doesn't lower the debt. It just piles them all into a single payment to make each month. So it's more a way of managing yourself than it is of managing debt. A very simple hack is to move credit card debt to a zero or low interest card. There's so many credit cards out there competing for your business. And you can open a free account at creditkarma.com. It's credit, K-A-R-M-A, creditkarma.com. And then you can search through all kinds of cards for one that has a lower interest rate or zero interest. And then you simply transfer your current balance to that card. And that can lower your monthly payment considerably. There's debt negotiation. If you're really up to your neck in debt, there are firms out there that for a fee will take you on as a client, and they will pitch you to your creditors and get them to accept a reduction in your debt as much as 50%. Now that will put a big ding on your FICO score on your credit report, but it will lower your debt burden considerably. Many people start with what's called Chapter 13, which is renegotiation with your creditors. People don't stick with it. That's how it doesn't work. And then you file Chapter 7. And then the insiders, tongue-in-cheek, you know, the bankruptcy attorneys refer to it as a Chapter 20, 13 plus 7. So those are the primary ways that people go about trying to deal with excess debt.
Okay, tell us about your system. How does it work?
Well, it's very simple. It's so simple you could write it down on the back of an envelope. The first thing is you ignore completely the interest rate you're paying. You do not attempt to pay off your most expensive debt first. It doesn't matter what the interest rate is. Whether it's 6% on a car loan or 29% on a credit card, it doesn't matter. Second thing is, it doesn't matter what the size of the particular debt is. You don't pay off your most expensive debts first. What you do is you simply divide the current balance on a debt by the monthly payment, regardless of the type or nature of debt. It could be an appliance loan, you owe the IRS money, it could be child support, it could be a credit card, mortgage, student loan, car loan, it doesn't matter. You take the balance due, divide it by the monthly payment, and then you can round up to the nearest whole number. Once you've done that for each debt, you then sort your debts by the smallest result to the largest. So for example, if I've only got maybe $4,000 left on a car loan, but I'm paying $400 a month, $400 into $4,000 goes $10. But on the other hand, if I owe the IRS $25,000 and they're letting me pay them only $25 a month, that answer would be $1,000. And all the other results would be somewhere in between. So you simply sort the debts from the smallest result to the largest, and you're going to pay them off in that order. Now, it involves creating what I call the debt elimination accelerator. So where do the funds come from to accelerate the debt payment?
Okay, so the answer would seem to be some form of creative budgeting to manufacture the funds to accelerate your payment, right?
Well, it's not so much budgeting. What it is creatively tightening your belt ever so slightly. So in other words, if you analyze your lifestyle, you really sit down, you know, really with a jaundiced eye, as the saying goes, and look at where all your money is going. There's a number of ways in which you can not spend money. Now, I'm not talking about saving money. I'm talking about deliberately choosing not to spend money. Maybe you're going through Dunkin' Donuts on the way to work every morning and spending $5 every day. That's $100 a month. Maybe you live in New England and you could turn the thermostat down by half a degree and put a sweater on and save $300 over the winter in the cost of heating oil. Maybe you could get a better internet plan and save $20 a month on, you know, there's lots and lots of things that a family can do if they want to really take a sharp pencil to their budget. But the objective would be that you and your life partners, when I talk husband and wife, could be two people, two adults living together in a household. The objective would be for each of you to manage to not spend somewhere between $5 and $10 a day, which is extremely easy to do if you just bother to try. Very easy to do. Let's say it's 10. So I don't spend $10 a day and you don't spend $10 a day. So that's $20 a day. What do we do with that money? Well, we're going to put it in an imaginary empty coffee can that's sitting on the kitchen counter. Every day we're going to put $20 into the coffee can. At the end of the month, we'll call it 30 days, we have $600. Wow, that we didn't spend this month, $600. What are we going to do with it? Remember that loan where the result was only 10? We divided the $4,000 balance on the car loan by the $400 monthly payment, and we got a result of 10. So that's the first debt we're going to attack, we're going to tackle. So when we go to mail this next month's payment in, we're not just going to send them $400, the usual payment. We're going to add the $600 in the coffee can, so to speak, and we're going to send them $1,000. We're going to do that for 4 months in a row, and the debt is gone. We have just paid off the car loan and we're 4 months down the road. Now, here's where the magic begins to happen. We don't have to pay $400 on the car loan anymore. We have that $400 still to work with and to apply to the next debt on the list. And we're still saving up $600 in cash in our coffee can. So now we've got $1,000, the same $1,000 that we paid the car loan off with, we now have to attack the next debt on the list, whatever it may be. And so it's a snowball effect. Whereas each debt gets paid off, the payment that we used to have to make on that debt and no longer need to make, we've still got the income coming in. We could do something with that money. So this debt acceleration eliminator is getting larger and larger, like a snowball going down the mountain as we pay each debt off. And by the time we get to the last debt on the list, we're blowing it away. So I've helped many families eliminate $200, $300, $400,000 of debt in anywhere between 5 to 7 years by simply not spending $5 to $10 a day, which doesn't seem possible. And if they were to continue in their usual course of things, what the gurus on TV tell you to do, oh, pay your expensive credit cards, try to pay an extra $200 and put it on your mortgage if you can afford it. There's nothing scientific or structured about it. So this is the opposite of compound growth. It's compound elimination. It's compound diminishment of a starting amount of debt. So a family could have a 10-year plan. They're starting $250,000 in debt. So picture a cartoon. You're standing in a hole in the ground that's $250,000 deep. 5 to 6 years later, you're at ground level. You no longer have any debt. And now the remaining 4 or 5 years that you have left over that 10-year plan, all the money you used to spend on debt service is free and clear. Maybe you were paying a total of $3,000 a month on all your debts combined, including your mortgage. That money now goes into your savings and investing plan. Every month, you're putting $3,000, $3,000, $3,000, and you're growing it. So at the end of 10 years, you could be up $300,000 where you started at $250,000 in the hole. For a net change in your net worth of $500,000 over 10 years by not spending $5 to $10 a day per person. Doesn't seem possible. The math proves it out. Very exciting. When people see this, they cry. I've had people literally get emotional and thank me up and down. I didn't invent this. It's been around for a long time. I just found a really good way to put it together and teach it and explain it to people in simple language, a 10-year-old can understand.
Gordon, you've got over 50 unsolicited client testimonials on our website at woodmoreequitygroup.com. Can you share just one story of a client who came to you seeking help with their personal debt?
Sure. I remember it very well. This couple from Florida came to me. Each of them had been married a couple times previously. They did not have a mortgage, but he had a tremendous amount of child support debt, and he owed the IRS a ton of money. They had fairly substantial car loans. They had a fairly substantial amount of credit card debt, and they had student loans. So altogether, their debts came to about $250,000. So what they did several things. Number one, they found a way to not spend, each of them, about $7 a day each, per person, $14 a day times 30, about $420 a month in the virtual coffee can. But they also, they wanted to be more aggressive than that. So they went around their home and they looked in the attic and the basement and the garage, and anything that they hadn't used in the last year, they sold it. They sold it on Facebook Marketplace. They sold it on eBay to raise some extra cash. That also went into the coffee can each month. And he went out and got a part-time job on the weekend. I think he worked 4 hours at $20 an hour. So it was like an extra $80 a week, a little over $300 a month. So they were able to pay that $250,000 off in less than 5 years. And he contacted me at the end of that period of time, and he was just, it was just ecstatic. They had no debt. They were debt-free. And of course, at that point, with all of their debts paid off, they had a tremendous amount of cash left over every month because they didn't have any more debt payments to make. So at that point, he wanted me to work with him on where to invest that money, which is a whole separate conversation we're not going to get into now. But it was, where should that money be deployed so it could start growing for them? But yeah, it was very, very gratifying, very satisfying to be able to help someone like that. They had been contemplating all the things we talked about earlier, trying to renegotiate with creditors, and they were very stressed out about it. And the crazy thing about this is when I put a spreadsheet together for someone, I can show them to the day when the debt will go away. On this date, your first debt will disappear. On the second, on this day, your next debt will disappear. On this day, right now it could be on such a March, whatever, 2030, you will be debt free if you stay on the exact same mathematical course of action. And that gives people real hope, because you're putting a very specific, it's like a GPS. It's like they're navigating GPS through their finances. They can literally see the light at the end of the tunnel when they're going to be debt free. And it's very motivating to stay on track when you know what's going to happen if you just do it. So yeah, that was a great story.
Okay, then before we wrap things up here, let's talk about ways to carve a few bucks from our monthly outlays that can then be allocated to your debt payoff system.
This ties into the rapid debt elimination strategy, which relies upon what I call a debt elimination factor that you add to your debts after they've been properly sorted in a way most people have never seen before. So what we're talking about here is the idea of not spending money, coming up with numerous little ways that you can shave tiny amounts of tiny expenses off of your budget, not for saving for the long term, but so at the end of each month, that money can be applied towards debt elimination. And the idea is not to have to tighten your belt and live like a monk or a pauper, but just to be a little smarter. And there are a number of things. I could think of dozens of strategies that I've used myself in the past or taught to other families. But, you know, for the sake of brevity, I'll just mention two or three here. But some of them are kind of obvious. So let's just say you live in New England, as I do. When the winter's coming up, you could lower the thermostat a half a degree. If you kept it at 72 last year, keep it at 71 and a half or 71. And wear a t-shirt under your clothes or wear a sweater and save a few hundred dollars in heating oil spread over, you know, the 3 or 4 or 5 months that you've got the furnace running in the wintertime. Many families have used coupons. I don't think couponing in grocery stores is quite as popular as it used to be. But certainly when you can buy things in bulk, you can save enormous amounts of money. Now, if you go on Google and you search for plugins, extensions for the Chrome browser, for example, you can type in the names of different types of staples and things that your family uses, and it will stock them for you. And there may be like a one-day sale on Amazon where it could be anything, literally. It could be trash bags, mayonnaise, cans of soup, whatever, are 50% off one day only. And you can take advantage of that. There are memberships that you can join that allow discounts. For example, there is a legal plan that over 4 million Americans are members of that offers its members enormous discounts on all kinds of things. So the next time you go to rent a car or travel or need to buy some kind of electronic appliance, insurance, loans, loan modification, you can save a ton of money. So the concept here is to take a judicious look at your lifestyle and everywhere you're spending money, see if you can just knock 5% of it off. Small amounts. The goal, the objective typically is to free up $5, $6, $7 per partner in the household per day, which is pretty easy to do. I mean, you could free up a big piece of that by just skipping eating out and driving through, you know, fast food places. A lot of people every day on the way to work, they pick up some coffee and a muffin or something or a roll or whatever. $6 a day. $120 a month, $1,440 a year. You could make that at home in a heated, you know, thermos cup and take it with you with a little bit of extra effort. So where there's a will, there's a way. There's lots and lots of ways that families can free up money that they don't need to spend and can use that to attack their debts in a way that can get them paid off faster than they ever would imagine.
There's more info on this topic back at our website at woodmoreequitygroup.com. Just click the link below. And thank you, Gordon.
Well, you're welcome, Doug.